Ready for a new and exciting career challenge? At DHL Supply Chain, you're part of a team committed to creating innovative solutions for some of the biggest brands in the world. We're recognized as a best place to work, where people are valued, supported, and respected. DHL Supply Chain is hiring for a wide range of salaried operational and functional roles. Previous experience in logistics is welcome, but not required. All opportunities, no boundaries. DHL Supply Chain. Apply today at joindhl.com.
From the Delta Sky Club,
welcome back, Ms. Klein.
To the Jet Bridge, Delta Airlines relies on 5G solutions from T-Mobile for Business to power operations and serve customers faster. Together, we're putting 5G into the hands of ground staff so they can better assist on-the-go travelers with real-time information throughout the airport. This is elevating customer experience. This is Delta Airlines with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Wake up to a delicious morning with your favorite McDonald's breakfast sandwiches, now just $2, only in the app. Choose from a bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit, sausage McMuffin, or bacon, egg, and cheese McGriddles, just $2, only in the app. That's a deal as irresistible as the sandwiches themselves. Plus, you'll save time by ordering ahead in the app. Offer valid one time per day from July 29th through September 1st at participating McDonald's. Must opt in to rewards.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Like right here, just pay attention to us. The middle children.
Hello, I'm Jesse Jollis.
And I'm Chris Burns.
And this is
Middle Children. Wow.
I kind of was like, where are we going? But we found a place.
Yeah, kind of. I think we each found our own place.
Yeah, we did. It was near each other. We were waving to each other in a field, but I saw you there and you looked good.
Yeah, we were in the same weather.
Same weather. How about yesterday? Was the thunder loud for you yesterday?
I thought there was a terrorist attack.
I was holding on to my loins and I said, Winnie, where are you, girl? Get in here.
I grabbed Otis by, it was, there was one clap of thunder that I was like, is it in my house? Like, it was the loudest clap of thunder I've ever heard in my entire life.
Yes. It was frightening. I was scared, frankly.
Like, car alarms went off in my neighborhood.
It shook the ground.
Like, it was so, and then like 5 seconds later, the fire departments and stuff, everyone. So I'm like, and there's crazy fucking lightning. It's January.
I was scared. And then I went to Sarah because we're in the same building. I said, girl, are you shaking to your freaking core? And then she was like, we were both like, what is thunder? What is thunder? Like, do you know what thunder is like? We're like, what is thunder? And thunder is like, I think I read that it said it's like a drop of temperature pressure that makes a sound. And you're like, what? I don't know. That really, I thought it was clouds bumping into each other. That's what I thought it was for a sec.
Well, I think it's thunder is the sound caused by lightning. So depending upon the distance from and nature of the lightning, it can range from like a long, low rumble. I'm reading this offline.
Okay,
did you believe me for a second?
I went, you never know what facts you know.
That doesn't make any fucking sense.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, it makes what?
It literally makes no sense what thunder is. And then when it's so loud, you're like, mother of pearl. Like, these clouds are pissed. I don't know what's going on. It's scary. It was scary.
Oh, okay. Okay, wait. So it says, thunder is created when lightning passes through the air. So the lightning discharge heats
it's the air heat.
Rapidly and causes it to expand. The temperature of the air in the lightning channel may reach as high as 50,000 degrees Fahrenheit, five times hotter than the surface of the sun. So lightning comes before thunder?
Well, I think what I heard is that light travels faster than sound. So technically speaking, they're happening at the same time. But that's why I think people
no,
say...
No, wait, you're right.
Yeah.
Well, you're not right because thunder...
But I was kind of right.
Is created... You're close.
Yeah, I'm close.
It's probably like milliseconds
difference. Yeah, yeah.
But like lightning... This is a fun
this
fact.
This is a fun
I'm very excited
fact.
To know
yeah.
that lightning causes thunder, but we hear the thunder before we see the lightning.
Wait.
Because...
I thought the game was when you see lightning, you count how long it is till you hear the thunder, and that's how close it is. Remember that rule? Because the lightning has to come first because the heat causes
the sound. Wait,
what do
sound. We see? No, for sure, but I feel like...
And light travels faster than sound.
I'm just trying
I'm
to remember.
I'm so sorry. First of all, welcome to Science First Science Podcast. The first science podcast where we break down
you know,
things that you've never thought about.
I was in dumb math and science in growing up.
And you know what? Not anymore. I think this is, listen, it's really, honestly, it's fascinating. And like last night with the thunder, I said, what in the hell is that? Like, in what in nature are two rhinos floating up into the sky and getting into a quarrel and then being released? You know, it's like, what's going on?
I feel like growing up, I thought that it was clouds bumping into
that's,
each other.
Well, yeah, that's what I thought yesterday. But just for a second, I thought, well, because they kind of, I guess it's from the lightning, which technically speaking, what's light? Is it just like the heat of the sky? I don't, listen, I'm
fascinated. Yeah, what's lightning?
We need a scientist on this podcast and we need a scientist yesterday, you know?
What is, well, now I just have to quickly know what lightning is.
I'm going to guess lightning is probably like... has to do with
it's a naturally occurring electrostatic discharge during which two electrically charged regions both in the atmosphere or with one on the ground what temporarily neutralize themselves causing the instantaneous release of an average of 1 gigajoule of energy. Who the fuck wrote that? How is anyone supposed to understand what the fuck that means?
See, sometimes people talk as if everyone has a PhD, and I'm like, can we break this down for a first grader? Would you say that to a first grader? They'd be like, what did you just say? No one understands.
It's like watching Tar. It's like asking Tar what lightning is.
Yeah. Oh, fascinating.
I saw Everything Everywhere All at Once. Have you seen that?
I haven't finished the movie, so it is semi-embarrassing because I watched it on a plane, but it was really good and I want to finish it. Did you love it?
I was fucked up for like days after seeing that.
Yeah.
I sobbed for like an hour after. Like, it really
hit home.
Did you get to when he's like, in another universe, I would love to just do laundry and taxes with you? Oh my God. I don't know what that line. I like boop, popped off.
Yeah. It's a really nice movie. And famously the girl who stars in it, I was in a commercial with her that never aired, but
wow.
Yeah.
The young girl or the Michelle?
Yeah, no, the young
or the
girl,
main woman,
the daughter.
I really hope that the main woman wins the Oscar.
Well, it's looking good. Cause she already won the
and, yeah, and the husband won the Golden Globe.
Yeah, I know. I hope so, too.
Did you know that the husband's the kid from The Goonies? Indiana Jones.
Yeah, Indiana. I know. Who knew? I mean, now we all know, but who knew before that? Not me. Cool. So what's going on with you? What's happening? What's hot? What's not? What's in? What's out?
Nothing's hot. I'll tell you that.
Okay.
Otis got neutered on Monday.
Right.
So... he at the first 30 hours he would not he just sat and like stared and disassociated, and then if I would like doze off he would bark, and so that was just a blast. Since like yesterday morning, he is the clingiest he's ever been. Like, he needs to be physically touching me at all times.
It's cute when they get scared.
I think he's just so annoyed. He's depressed with the cone. So can't wait for that to go off.
Yeah.
I don't know what else is going on. I like kind of went on a couple dates, which we've talked about, but I don't know how it's looking.
Okay. Well, I mean, we could break it down. We could analyze. We could chat.
I don't want to break it down too much.
Okay.
But I'll just say it's been like a week since we hung out last. I think that maybe he's losing interest is the vibe.
Well, and right now it feels like because of inaction, like you're reading, we're writing a story as to what it means, right? But we're not necessarily sure as to what it means.
I feel like if someone else was telling me this, I would be like, we know what it means.
Wow, like, you know what really?
I mean? Yeah. I feel like he doesn't seem to want to.
Sometimes people get scared, though.
I guess, but like, what do you want me to do with that?
I mean, I don't know. I guess I would just be like,
I'm scared. I've been single for my entire life. And like,
yeah, everyone's petrified. And what's funny is everyone gets scared in different ways. Like, that's what's really interesting. So some people get scared by pulling away. Some people get scared by leaning in. Some people get scared by, you know, being non-committal. Some people get scared by having many options. So they feel like everything's going to be fine. It's like everyone gets scared in different ways, but ultimately everybody's just scared. That's kind of the beautiful thing. It's actually the equilibrium that connects us all. Okay. And I told you, Tim said at one point, he was like, falling in love is like the bravest thing you can do. And I really think it's true. Like, there's just a part of it that's really vulnerable and scary.
But this isn't that. Like, this isn't.
But even if at the beginning of dating, I mean, listen, I used to have the problem of like, I go on the first date with someone and I'd be like, I don't know if like we're going to raise kids well together. You know, like I'm immediately.
That's how I am too. So that's why I'm trying not to be like that.
Exactly. Well, but you can get really far down the line. So it's like, well, what's really going on? Maybe we're just at the beginning. And also maybe like, yeah, right now the communication is less, but also unless I'm incorrect, you're kind of waiting for him to make the move.
Yeah, but I've asked to hang out the last couple times.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I feel like that's, you know, I mean, it's honestly, I feel like fine. Like, obviously I'm bummed, but I do feel like I've said, like, I've been single for so long, but I am in a place where I'm like, I don't feel like I need.
You don't. Well, you definitely don't. I mean, we know that. And I don't think it's like the dessert thing that Cher says, which I think is so true, which is like, you don't need a man, but you can want a man. And then like, that way you can choose whoever you want that fills your time in the best way, whatever, like yada, yada. I think it's just more like, what made me have like peace and less anxiety with dating was like, I just said everything I needed to say. And I'd be like, hey, I really like you and I want to keep hanging out, but I want to see like, what do you think about that? You know what I mean? I just put it out there and then I sort of can just put things to bed or move on. Listen, you're a catch. You're making pasta.
Thank you.
If anything, you had a really great experience, which like maybe you.
As I learned to make, I have been making pasta and I'm very good. I'm good at a lot of things.
You actually are good at a lot of things. And it's wild to watch. It really is.
Like making pasta has made me want more than ever to like, I'm like, oh, I could really have, if I had like chickens, I could make pasta with
farm.
Just things in my house. Like I could grow wheat and then event, like there's so many. I just really like the feeling of like imagine being to be able to be like completely self-reliant with like only your things. I love that idea. I don't know. I've been thinking, I don't know. I'm like, I also have come to a place where I'm like, I do want kids someday. But in my head, I'm like, where I'm at now, like, I want a kid at 42. I feel like, is that, and I feel like with or without
yes,
someone else.
Totally.
Like, I have to adopt the kid anyway.
Right.
So
that's gorgeous.
So I feel like I'm like, well, that's like a goal that I can give myself. Like in 10 years, I want to be in a place where I could have a kid. I think that's a good goal.
That's such a great goal. And it's such a beautiful thing. Because I mean, sometimes, like, at least I remember when I turned 30, like dating as a woman, like all of a sudden this narrative of like time's ticking, tick tock. I'm sure the clock goes a walking in the night, and you know what's going to happen if you don't get the eggs in the basket and the basket with the eggs. And where are the eggs in your basket? You're not going to have kids. And kids, what about kids? I'm sure you're thinking about kids. Don't date her if she's 30 because she'll want to have kids. Kids, 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 kids. And I was like, what the hell is going on? Like, I have no idea. And I really just released myself from the time. And I was like, if I want kids, I'll have kids at whatever time that is, or I'll adopt. But like, I'm not going to feel like I have to have them at a certain time with even a partner or not a partner. I'm like, I'll have a kid if I want to have a kid when I want to have a kid.
Totally. Well, that's how I feel when like a lot of people will be like, I want to have a kid. Like, it's so, I feel like a lot of people forget that for like gay people, having a kid is like incredibly difficult.
Yes.
Always. So, it is, yeah, when people talk, I'm like, I've always, I feel like to have, I've never had eggs.
Yeah. Like,
you know, I'm like, I get it because like, I have never even had that option on the table. So like, maybe it's easier because I've always known that.
Yeah, I think it's more that when, at least from where I'm standing, when you have eggs, people put certain
pressure, way more pressure.
Pressure, and like, I think expectations do the fact that like, if you, if, first of all, it just has to do with if you want to have children naturally. It doesn't mean do you want to have children, but because of that, there's pressure and all these unwritten stories people project onto you because of that, when you're like, well, it's my fucking decision and my fuck, like, and I'll do like, but yeah, I mean, an adoption is really hard.
I don't know. I mean, listen, we're 10 years away, but it's just,
but we're, yeah.
You know, Naomi Campbell adopted at 50. Diane Keaton adopted at 50.
Oh my God.
Sandra Bullock.
I was already saying, I want, as soon as my kid can walk and get out of the stroller, I'm in the wheelchair and they're pushing. So everyone's, there's always someone to push. Yeah, I think my biggest fear is I don't even know if I want to have kids. I keep going between it. I'm not entirely sure. At least certainly not now or near now, you know?
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
who knows? I mean,
don't have kids if you don't want them.
I know.
I've gotten back on the Gilmore Girls. So I've seen...
What are you at?
I met Logan.
Okay.
I just posted a video about this. Everybody has been like, just wait till you meet Logan. Logan's the best.
Who, like, says that?
People online, hashtag team Logan. Logan,
oh.
I love Logan. Logan is a fucking loser.
Yeah, he's the worst.
Dean is a huge loser. And Jess is also a massive loser. Like, I'm like, I hate all of them. Rory's a loser.
Well,
Rory is so rude.
Rory's the worst.
And terribly mean.
I know.
Why is she like going through this bitchy like puberty cycle at 19?
I think this is true for me too. If you're a goody-goody in high school, you're gonna rebel in your 20s. Or like, you know what I mean? If you're the easiest kid to deal with when you're living there, there's gonna be a rumble. Post.
I guess. I'm like,
so you're on season 4, I guess, or 5?
5.
Okay, you're on season 5. So where are you at with Logan?
They've like, they're not like dating yet, but it's very clear that they're going to. Like, Dean, I think I just saw the episode where Dean goes to pick her up and she brings Logan and all of those other guys,
God,
outside.
Yeah.
Which, what the absolute fucking, like, brutal. But also, Dean was just cheating on his poor wife, who's just desperately trying to make a roast correctly for him.
I know. It's like, it's really funny. Oh my God, wait till you get to the, oh, there's so much of the drama coming up. The writing for the drama is so fucking good. But yeah, Rory is now full-on antagonist, okay, of the story. So she's like, I mean, if you think she's bad now, she's about to fucking wreck.
Yeah, because doesn't she, and it's like, I thought that her and Lorelai stopped talking after Dean, and then, but now I'm realizing that they talk again, and then they stop again.
Oh, wait. So has the dean thing already happened?
Yeah. Like, it happened. Him and Lindsay got in a fight. He's living back with his parents. Him and Rory, like, tried dating and they just broke up.
The finale. Didn't you love that finale?
That was crazy. And Lorelai and Luke are dating.
Do you like that? Didn't you love when she comes into the coffee shop for the first time and she's like, nothing's weird, don't be weird. And then she like flails out and like all this stuff falls. I think that's one of the funniest scenes.
I don't think
ever.
I remember this. Oh, what are you talking about?
Because they like kissed and then Rory's like, are we going to go in? She's like, yeah, like everything's cool. Everything's normal. Like, just be cool. Just be casual. And she like goes in. He's like, hi. And then she's like, she falls into the table and like knocks everything off the table. And she's like, hi, hey, everything's like, what's the, like, she just, the way she, her physical comedy in that moment, the way she's like, everybody act cool. And then she's like the biggest spaz. I die.
Well, listen, I think Lauren Graham must be exhausted from
carrying this show on her
fucking back.
I know. She is the show. Like, she is.
It should be called Gilmore Girl.
I know. And it should be Amy Sherman-Palladino found a
Gilmore
jewel,
woman.
A jewel that just can say, I can do dialogue faster than you've ever seen. I can learn the lines better than anyone. I can do blocking. I can do physical comedy. I can do everything. I was just started watching the show from the beginning with Tim. And it was like with the Max Medina part. And I'm like, Max,
I love Max.
Medina, Max Medina.
Whereas I hate everyone that Rory dates, I want to fuck
everyone that Lorelai dates is fuckable and fantastic.
Christopher, hot. Max Medina, hot. The douchey guy that's suing her dad. Yeah. Honestly, charming.
Charming, hot, great apartment, you know?
Except Luke is literally my least favorite choice.
Yeah,
but like, he's good for her.
He's good for her. Yeah, I don't know if I would be as well, but he's good for her. He very much
there's also
keep
like
up with her banter, but he just loves to watch her do it. So there's like a cute admiration there.
When they go to like that little restaurant,
I know.
And he's like, I come here like 3 times a week, and she's like, Luke has a Luke, but I'm like, where is this place?
Yeah, I guess like a town over. I'm not even sure.
Like, I'm like, you didn't, like, when does Luke go there? Like, it didn't make sense to me that she wouldn't know that.
And also, like, doesn't he work there? I guess he has one day. It's just hard. But you know what? It's still cute. It's like a cute concept.
Also disappointing was the opening of the Dragonfly Inn. It looks exactly like the Independence Inn.
Sure. It might even be the same structure.
It's the exact, the kitchen identical.
I know.
Like, I was like,
what did they do?
This is a different, it's supposed to be a whole different place.
I know.
Independence Inn burned down and then they bought this dilapidated thing. That's disappointing. Melissa McCarthy this season, annoying me. There, I like the little jokes though. I feel like there's more little jokes that like are not so easy to pick up on.
A lot of little games, which is fun. A lot of little character games, which are always fun. I mean, Paris gets better and better and better and truly funnier and more like quirky and unusual.
Paris like moving Asher's body from London to Manchester so that it could be cremated in a better facility. Like, and she's like, his family was so mad that I moved the body without permission. Like,
I forgot. So who's Paris dating right now?
Well, they had like the funeral for Asher in their dorm room. I don't think she's dating. All the professors are like always hitting on her now because they know that she dates old men.
When she gets into her next thing, it's when her character really fucking, like...
Yeah, I haven't gotten enough Paris.
You're going to get so much Paris, and Paris really becomes, like... I mean, she already is just a comedic force, and, like, the writing for her is always really stellar, I think. But she gets better and better and just more, like, hilarious, and her physical comedy is really good, too.
Yeah, the thing... I'm like, Rory... It's weird that she doesn't have any friends.
I know. I feel like the way that the writers, it's like, well, no one can be her best friend like her mom. Like, no one compares. But it's like, she needs to have a friend at school. Like, she needs to have a friend at school.
She's just always surrounded by men.
Yeah, her main plot is dating. And then Paris, who I guess is her friend, but not really. She's like almost an enemy, but not. Like, is her only good friend.
Yeah, it's weird.
It is weird. It's a real, I think it's a mistake in the writing.
It's also weird that they kept up like Lane's storylines. I don't get that. Like,
I don't get that either, other than like, instead of kind of letting the show evolve, I feel like they were really scared when Rory went to Yale that it's like, we have to keep everybody intact in the town so that she can always come back. You know, if her only good friend lives still in her town, it's like she has to come back.
Where does she live when she leaves college?
See, that's part of that's a,
with a guy, right? Like, she moves with a guy. Is that what happens?
No.
Is it Logan?
It's a big part of the plot point, because it's going to be unexpected, and it's going to be like when she really turns into the antagonist.
Well, yeah, she's the anti-hero.
Exactly.
I'll tell you that,
so because... she's full on anti-heroes when you find out what happens. It's like, you're going to be like, that's when the show, you're like, fuck.
Because doesn't my roommate told me that, like, she's like, I don't really remember, but I think a teacher like tells her she's not as smart as she thinks she is, and she like drops out of college.
It's more than that.
Does she fuck a teacher?
What? No.
So
I don't want to give it away, but it's like, that's the part where then like all this, it's very interesting. And I think very well done. It's cool. It's cool what they do, because it's just really good. If everyone listening, if you haven't seen Gilmore Girls, you have to watch it. It's so good. And I could talk about it for a day. Like, I love it.
Are you watching anything?
Am I watching anything? I'm watching Laguna Beach again.
LOL.
LOL. Which is really, like, what a throwback. Steven. And then when I hang out with Tim, he picks out movies for us to watch. So I'm not really watching TV as much as, like, movies. And
did you watch Drag Race?
No, I haven't watched yet.
What the fuck?
Actually, I'm going to watch. I forgot, because last week I was like,
that's exactly what you said last time we recorded.
Oh, yeah. It does seem like I'm a broken record, and I get that, but I'm not.
I can't trust anybody.
No, please trust me. I'm going to watch it. I'm watching it. I'm going to watch it.
It's a good
I heard good it's a really so good far. Season. And because I famously am about to get into sewing, I have to get my ass in gear.
I hope it's a sewing challenge. Tonight's a new episode.
Ooh. Oh, it's Friday nights. The episodes come out. I didn't realize that. That's dope. What are you doing this weekend?
I don't know. Tomorrow I might be going to, my friend invited me to be her date to like her friend's birthday, but it's at like a, what's the game? I can't think of it. Where you like push a... okay. It's on the ground.
Okay.
The game is on the ground. Yes.
Oh, that's really fun. In Brooklyn, I've done that.
Yes.
That's so fun. You get the little stick.
I guess.
It's a part. Oh, that's really fun. I went on a date actually one time and it was cute.
So I haven't decided if I'm going to go or not. And then Sunday, I'm hosting trivia. Bachelor themed trivia at a bar in Williamsburg, or it's a brewery in Williamsburg that has a big bar attached, and they asked me if I wanted to host Bachelor themed trivia.
That's so fun. Every week or just this week?
No, I think it's just like a one-off, but I'm hoping it becomes something more. I've been like very reclusive this week because of the dog.
Well, listen, Mercury has been in retrograde and it just got out. So I think I'll speak for myself. And I think a lot of people, I've been reclusive. I'm always reclusive, but I'm trying to get like to do more outside my apartment if I can.
Me too.
It's a day. It's hard.
Especially when you live alone, or not when you live alone, but like, I mean, you live alone, obviously. I don't live alone, but my roommate has a boyfriend. So she's like, not always.
Yeah, so it's like a same, yeah. And when you're by your, sometimes it's so cozy and nice to be by yourself, you know?
It almost too cozy.
That's
and nice.
The problem. I mean, yeah, I'll just be like under the covers, just chilling and watching stuff. But
when I watch like Hoarders and stuff, I'm like, I can see how it gets there.
I got it. I know. I'm like, I do get it, unfortunately.
Like, there was this episode where it was a 10,000 square foot house, like enormous. It looks like a castle. And the woman that lived there had the first floor. She, at one point in her life, was like a world renowned interior decorator, and her business was the first floor, and they made the fabrics and stuff there. And so it's like the biggest hoard they've ever done, because
fabrics and like material,
everything you can imagine, like this warehouse, and then the house also was like chock full. And the house had been repossessed, and so they sold the house as is, like with everything. So it's like, this is how, it's really cheap, but it's full of the stuff. So these two gay guys bought this house, and then the woman was still living in it. So it had been a year of them owning the house and her still living there, and them being too nice, like basically being like, we don't want to throw her out and do this stuff. But so finally they like ended up having, she like got locked out of the house, but then she moved into her car parked on the property. And so they had the people from Hoarders there, even though they could like basically just throw out everything legally and get the cops to take this woman away. So they had Hoarders come to like say, take whatever this woman can to like
sell, get somewhere.
But I remember everyone's like, how does it? And I'm like, I could see it. I mean, you get a house like that, you find room everywhere.
Oh my God.
Things
to
do, little
trouble.
Projects.
Yes. Going thrifting, going shopping. Because last week I went to this like awesome, they're so cool in New York, all the stores that there are, especially if you can find like a wholesale store that does sell also like to customers like individually, because you can buy and find things that like you'll see for $50 at other boutiques, like truly. And I went because I was building these necklaces. Remember the fruit basket I have? Mm-hmm. I'm building necklaces with those. And there are so many cool stores that you can go to where you can just get like a bunch of chains, a bunch of buttons, a bunch of like fabric. And it's like, it's the coolest thing ever. And I would be a hoarder in a second. I already feel like a hoarder. I already feel like there's a part of me that like would love to hoard.
I feel like with your abilities of finding things,
yes,
and making things, Sarah's abilities of making things, right? My ability of blankets,
sweaters,
whatever,
hats.
Like I could make dried pasta and sell it. And then my younger brother is a woodworker. He makes these like beautiful, like he made for my mom and my sister-in-law's mother these cutting boards that were like, so it looks like a sunset basically, but he made it literally with like different types of wood. So he didn't like stain or paint anything. It's just different types of wood that he literally made and like cut the like circle in and put in like a yellowish wood for the sun. And then he made for my sister-in-law like an American flag cutting board that's just like different types of wood into a thing. So I'm like, between that, you know, we can have a business.
I'm like, do you want to start a shop?
Should we buy a store?
Yeah, we could buy a store or do like an online at first.
I feel like a Rose Apothecary type thing, we'd really thrive.
Would be a dream. That really would be a dream.
Right? And we could sell little, you know, basically exactly what he does, where he has like vendors from the local town or whatever. And my brother's an electrician, so it'll come in handy. You know, this is my business plan. And I might have already told you this, but you buy an apple orchard, okay, right? Upstate, an apple orchard. And they have all these, right? And Instagram, we could put a store there too. Now we have a store, a wedding venue, an orchard where we just 5 weeks of the year, we clean up.
Yeah, clean
people,
up.
People pick their pay $25 a bag to pick their own fucking apples.
Such a brilliant model.
I mean, and then, you know, whatever else we could have. Ice skating.
What? Yeah. Or even when I was home, like, people do really big, like, light shows. Like, you do a bunch of Christmas kind of light that you walk through. And again, you make it in.
Yes.
You could do that, too.
Just charge $20 to walk
That's
through
all
the
it
fucking
is
orchard. That's brilliant.
It's brilliant.
I'm saying.
Let's do that. Please. That'd be so fun.
Middle Children Orchards.
Oh, my God.
It even has a cute name.
I love it. I love it. Yeah, that would be so fun.
And basically, we just design everything to look like a Hallmark-y place. People eat that shit up.
Love that shit.
We can sell baked breads, have a little, expand to a little bakery. And I'm saying something in like the Hudson Valley region, because then people from the city pop on up.
That's where it's at.
That is where it's at.
Okay. Yeah.
If we know any investors.
Honestly, our listeners are kind of like moguls. Yeah. Half of them are. So I'm like, guys, let us know if you're interested. I'm like, I need an assistant. Do you ever feel like you need an assistant, but you don't want to?
No. I would be. I'm a little too controlling, I think, for an assistant. You know what I mean?
I'm not. I'm pretty loosey-goosey. I'm like, hey, at some point, could you do this thing? That'd be incredible. Thank you.
I mean, if you want an assistant when we open, you can have one.
I'm just thinking of like the little, like if we start selling stuff, I'm like, I don't want to be in charge of shipping. Do you know what I mean? I want to give that task to somebody else.
Well, I don't want to be in charge of shipping.
That's what I'm saying. That's why we get an assistant.
Shipping sucks.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
but if we're at a point, so I mean, we might have to do some shipping at the beginning.
Okay, and that's fine. Because I think then I'll just have a shipping day, a day that's all shipping. I hate those days, but I'll do it. But my favorite days are more like buying merchandise and then figuring out how to market it. You know, those are my favorite days.
Yeah.
Those are the days I want.
Well, you know, we'll have to sit down with our investors and come up with a...
We'll sit down with the investors. We'll run some numbers. Okay, we'll go over the first quarter projections and kind of move it along from there.
Mm-hmm. I'd like to see Q2 also.
Well,
just to
it's
be
nice to see what Q2 will be. After you see Q1, you go, well, what's Q2?
What's the Q2 forecast?
Exactly. What's the forecast? I'm hoping for thunder. Just saying.
I think, don't people say forecast?
Yeah, they do. Wait, did you see season 2 of My Unorthodox Life? Did we talk about that?
No, I haven't watched any of it.
Wild. Wild.
My friend told me to watch that too.
Yeah, because season one, she like starts, she marries this guy and they're open mouth kissing a lot. So you're like, something's off. Something big time is off. You know, if they're doing that on reality. And then season 2 is mm-hmm. pretty much like they're getting a divorce and he's going to take her for everything she's worth.
Love it.
Yeah. So you're like, fuck.
You got to get that prenup, honey. Oh, yeah. I don't really have anything fucking going on because I'm a reclusive herb that's been living wasting away.
I got that.
Like Rapunzel without the ponytail.
Yeah. Rapunzel with a dream.
Barely.
I actually just got
barely
my hair cut, and that was
dream
a big deal.
How short? It's not, you're wearing a bun.
I know. It's like you wouldn't notice, but it's like I cut the ends, you know?
I can tell.
You can see it's shorter, yeah. So that's been exciting.
That's exciting.
It was really exciting. I love that my haircuts cost $200 minimum.
That's how much my dog's haircuts cost.
Wow.
Isn't that fucking crazy?
Yeah, that's wild.
When I took him to get groomed, they were like, and would you like to add a 30-minute massage? And I was like, for him? And they were like, yeah. And I was like, no.
What?
And they were like, and did you want to do the blueberry snout facial? And I was like, for the dog? No. Like, and like everything. Would you like to do a buff or a shine on the paws?
Are you kidding?
Like, literally. It's fucking crazy.
Oh, my God. Can you just cut his hair like a dog?
They do all of this. And then when I pick him up, I'm like, he's just fucking shaved. Like, what did you guys even do?
Yeah, I'd be like, can I watch 30-minute massage? Is there a timer? Yeah.
Literally. I'm like, why? Because so Susan is back here just fucking
petting
watching
my dog.
TikToks. Yeah, light one hand on the dog while watching TikToks on her phone.
I don't think so.
No, bitch.
No, bitch. And none for the bitch, too. Okay?
I'm going to save that money and get myself a massage.
That would be actually a really... Yeah, I need a massage. You know what I'm treating myself to on Monday?
What?
I'm having a cleaner come.
Oh, my roommate has a gift card for like 3 hours with a cleaner. I think we're going to use it. I've never ever in my life.
Oh my God. It's the best. It's great because like I'm not a great cleaner, but it's like she does deep clean. And that's what I love because then a deep clean is easy to maintain. Like I haven't taken a bath in a while because my tub, I'm like, So I need like a deep clean all around.
Yeah, so I don't know. We'll see. I like painted one of the walls in my living room.
Oh, yeah. I want to see that. How does it look?
Well, I don't. It's the couch is the problem. We have a brown couch that's it's like ugly brown. And so then I painted the wall like this light red, which was pretty. And then I wasn't thinking. So then when I put the couch up against it, I was like, ugh, it's very 70s. It feels like a 70s bachelor. So I think I'm gonna paint it lighter. I think I might just do like a light cream. I don't know what I'm gonna do, but I don't like it.
What about a wallpaper?
Yeah, maybe.
That's always fun.
So we'll see. I'll keep you updated on that.
Give us all an update when you got it, you know.
I will. All right, guys.
Stunning.
That's it. So if you want more,
yeah,
head on over to the Patreon. So patreon.com/middlechildren and
don't forget to rate, review,
yes,
and subscribe if you would. And share with one friend. Just one.
Whoever you hate the most.
Yeah, exactly. Get them in here.
But until until next time, live every day like you're what? The oldest.
We love you. Bye.
The Middle Children.
Middle Children is produced by Cameron Rood.
Our theme song is written and performed by Hannah Solo and Alex Mitchell.
With photography by Sarah Nathan.
And artwork by Abby Lloyd.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Wake up to a delicious morning with your favorite McDonald's breakfast sandwiches, now just $2, only in the app. Choose from a bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit, sausage McMuffin, or bacon, egg, and cheese McGriddles, just $2, only in the app. That's a deal as irresistible as the sandwiches themselves. Plus, you'll save time by ordering ahead in the app. Offer valid one time per day from July 29th through September 1st at participating McDonald's. Must opt in to rewards.
Hey parents, Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then, learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.